Bob Clark is standing by down in Dallas, Texas. He's at the Parkland Hospital and will give us some information just in a moment. We have a bit of information that Texas now says that the president is dead. That is only an unconfirmed report. We have only an unconfirmed report. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a moment trying for all of us. Let us pause and let us all pray. Ladies and gentlemen, President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally shot by an assassin today in Dallas, Texas. We do not know officially at this moment as to whether the president is alive or dead. There are conflicting reports. This latest bulletin just off the Associated Press in Dallas says the president was given the last holy rites of the Roman Catholic Church today after the assassin shot him down. A Catholic priest who performed the last rite said he did not believe that the president was dead. The priest said he did not believe that the president was dead.
Don, let me say here, we've had trouble with our line to Dallas, but Bob Clark, who is at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, says that there is no official word that the president has died. There has been no report to that effect in the news area of Parkland Hospital. However, there have been reports to that effect, but the best we know at this moment is that the president is very critically wounded, that he has been given the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church. However, we have no official word that he is dead.
There are conflicting reports. You are right, Nick George. We can stay on the air here at ABC Radio and will until we have the definite information, and we trust that it will be very joyous when the flash comes to us that all is well. But at the moment, both President Kennedy and Texas Governor Connally are seriously injured. They are both in surgery. Blood transfusion material has been rushed to both of the emergency rooms. After the shooting took place, sheriff's officers did grab a young man, took him into custody at the scene. They are now questioning him. And I would also like to add this information. The New York Stock Exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange and the American Exchange closed early today, a few minutes after 2 o'clock, because of the shooting of President Kennedy. In addition, may I say that the Dow Jones Industrial Average did not take a big drop after the shooting of President Kennedy, but the exchanges are now closed. Let me repeat the gist of the information we have at this moment. President Kennedy has been given blood transfusions in an effort to save his life after he and Texas Governor Connally were shot as they rode on the outskirts of Dallas in a motorcade today. Hospital officials said they had given the president a transfusion of blood from their bank and were calling for new supplies of the same type. Secret Service agents escorted Mrs. Lyndon Johnson into the emergency room where the president lay. Police said they did not know whether the vice president was in that room. When the vice president, Lyndon Johnson, entered the hospital, he was walking but holding his arm as though he too might have been injured. Two Roman Catholic priests were called to the emergency room. A White House aide said the priests had been asked for Asked what that meant, the aide said, "I don't know anything except that the priests were called for." Dallas police took up post in the corridors leading to the emergency room at the Parkland Hospital. Secret Service agents turned back all reporters, keeping them at least 40 feet from the door. But ABC's Bob Clark is there trying to get information. We'll have additional reports in just a few moments. I might repeat that one of the priests who gave the final rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy today said that at that moment he believed that President Kennedy was alive. And several Texas congressmen who are at the hospital, the best word we have from them is that while the Texas governor and President Kennedy are seriously injured, both are still alive. An assistant to Governor Connolly, Bill Stinson, says he talked to the governor in the hospital operating room. He said that the governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. Stinson said he asked Connolly how it happened, and the governor said, "I don't know, I guess from the back." And the Texas governor added, "They got the president, too." We're standing by now for a report from ABC's correspondent in London, Bill Sheehan. From Hyannisport, Massachusetts, ABC correspondent Larry Newman says that the president's mother, Mrs. Rose Kennedy, was given the news that the president had been shot and that his condition is serious. State and local police have sealed off the area at Hyannisport where the Kennedys live. No one permitted to get near that area. And last little bits of information coming in now. The Midwest Stock Exchange at Chicago has also suspended trading, and the Pacific Coast Stock Exchange at San Francisco has closed. All of the exchanges now have closed, all the financial exchanges, because, until further notice, because of the information that the president, the victim of an assassination's bullet in Dallas, Texas. It may seem a little bit redundant, but I must repeat the information. At the present moment, the best information we have is that President Kennedy is still alive.
Don,
Nick George?
Don, Bob Clark is at the hospital. He has a late report on the president's condition from Parkland Hospital in Dallas. We switch to Bob Clark in Dallas.
There is still no official word here at Parkland Memorial Hospital on the condition of President Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy has now been in the emergency ward of the hospital for some 45 minutes. But the priest said at that time the president was alive, though critically wounded. Governor Connolly, who was also shot by one of the three bullets fired by the assassin, went into surgery about 20 minutes ago. As far as is known, is still in surgery at this moment. His condition is described as critical, so this too is unofficial.
Here is a flash from Associated Press. Two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. This is a flash from Associated Press in Dallas. Two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. This is not an official declaration, but only the statement that comes now from two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say that the president is dead of the bullet wounds received in the assassination today in Dallas, Texas. ABC Radio will bring you all of the information. We'll let us stay with this story until we find out for sure what the official word is down in Dallas, Texas. There are conflicting reports. At one moment it is one way, at another moment it is another way. Until we can get official word, we will stay on the air. An assistant to Governor Connolly said he talked to the Texas governor in the operating room. The Texas governor was injured too, so apparently was Vice President Lyndon Johnson in the assassination attempt in Dallas today. Another bulletin from Associated Press in Dallas. Two priests stepped out of Parkland's hospital emergency ward today and said that President Kennedy died of his bullet wounds. This is an additional flash from Associated Press that two priests who came out of the Parkland Hospital emergency ward said that the president was dead of his bullet wounds. The priests had been called, as would be a normal circumstance, to offer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church to the president as he lay in the emergency ward at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. This is not an official statement. We can only go on what it says here at the moment from Associated Press, that two priests who came out of the Parkland Hospital emergency ward in Dallas said that the president was dead of his bullet wounds. But again, may I repeat, we do not have an official confirmation. Both men, here is the story from Washington. Government sources say today that President Kennedy is dead. The government source has not been fully identified. But let us go now to Washington, ABC. Washington, come in. Go ahead, Washington. Go ahead, ABC, Washington.
Richard Riddell, the press liaison for the Senate. He was the man who broke the news on the Senate floor. Mr. Riddell, what happened?
Pete, it was one of the most shocking and moving events in the 45 years I have been here, since I was 9 years old when I began as a page. I first learned of the tragedy, the assassination of President Kennedy, when one of my assistants, Tom Pelican, rushed out and told me, adjacent to the lobby, that Phyllis Rock, of the staff of Senator Morse, who was following the AP ticker in a routine manner, watching for routine dispatches, said, "It has come over the ticker, the president has been shot. President Kennedy has been shot." Thereupon, I rushed into the Senate floor and told the leaders, Senator Mansfield, Senator Dirksen, and about a dozen other senators who were nearby. I raised my voice on the Democratic side to this group, so that about a dozen senators at a time could hear, and I said, "The president has been shot." And then I stepped over the aisle to the Republican side by Senator Dirksen and said, "President Kennedy has been shot in the city of Dallas, Texas." I immediately recalled that I had only moments before noticed the president's brother, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, presiding over the Senate. I turned and saw he was still occupying the chair, so I rushed up. This was an awful job to have to do. I knew someone would have to break the news, so I might as well. And I said, "Senator, your brother, the president, has been shot." As nearly as I can recall, with great calm and composure, you could tell his entire body tensed with a jolt, as though he had been hit with a club. And if I recall correctly, Senator Kennedy said, "No." And he immediately gathered up his correspondence, which he works at while he is presiding long hours over the Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The president is dead. Let us pray. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead of an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas. Shot by an assassin while his motorcade was moving along the streets on the outskirts of Dallas. Well, 250,000 people lined the streets to cheer his appearance there. It has been confirmed that the president is dead. Also cut down by the assassin's bullet, Texas Governor John Connally. His fate is not known. At last word, he was still alive. And an aide of his talked with the Texas governor on the phone in the emergency room. He said he'd been shot through the back. Word reaches us that apparently it was done by an assassin armed with a high-powered rifle. A man and a woman were seen running away from a walkway near an underpass through which the president's motorcade was about to pass. The president lingered after the bullets entered his body. Mrs. Kennedy quickly went to his aid, helped him as he slumped down on the back seat of his bubble-top limousine. Mrs. Connally, also in that first car, helped her husband, the Texas governor. Vice President Johnson, also wounded by a bullet. The president, cradled in his wife's arms, rushed in his blood-spattered limousine by the Secret Service to Parkland Hospital, taken immediately into an emergency room. A call went out for neurosurgeons and for blood. Transfusions were given. The doctors did what they could. Priests were called. The last rites of the Catholic Church were given to President Kennedy. And then we had word that as the priests came out of the emergency room, they said, "The President of the United States is dead." Immediately after that, the word flashed on United Press International, and the Associated Press came up with the same story: "The president is dead." Washington sources confirmed that the president had passed away. Information that he lived not very long after the bullets from a high-powered rifle entered his body while his limousine went through downtown Dallas. Immediately, the president of the United States now becomes the former vice president, Lyndon Johnson. For a report on that in just a few moments, the president was shot at 12:25 Central Standard Time, and he died 35 minutes later, according to the official pronouncement at the hospital, at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, just 42 minutes ago. Let me repeat, the President of the United States is dead, shot by an assassin's bullet while going through the streets of Dallas, Texas. A report from Congress, ABC's correspondent on Capitol Hill. Here is John Ralphson in Washington.
I've just come from the office of the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mansfield, who got the official word from the White House at about 15 minutes ago that the president was dead. Senator Mansfield is now alone in the office with Senator Dirksen, the Republican leader. They have been quietly sitting, talking very little, and simply waiting. In a few minutes, they are going to make a statement on the president's death. But this great shock has, of course, been to them perhaps as a greater loss than to most. Senator Mansfield and Senator Dirksen had been, with other members of the Senate, waiting anxiously by radio and TV since the word first came that the president was shot. There had been very little official information up here until about 15 minutes ago, when the White House called and informed the majority leader that the president was dead. The Senate was recessed briefly when the first word of the president's that the president was shot came, and then, as the news did not develop, nothing very definite developed, the Senate went back into session briefly. Senator Mansfield asked the chaplain of the Senate for a prayer to be followed by adjournment as the Senate waited for news on the president's condition. Senator Mansfield at that time said, in view of the tragic situation that confronts the nation and the free world, and the extreme danger that confronts the president, who at that time was not known to be dead. In view of that, he asked the chaplain for a prayer. The chaplain, Dr. Harris, the chaplain of the Senate, then, as all the members of the Senate stood silently, said, "This sudden and unbelievable news has stunned our hearts. The president of the republic has gone down like a green cedar with a shout against the hills and leaves an empty place against the sky." And the chaplain of the Senate said, this was an hour ago, "Let us pray that his life be spared." The chaplain then said, "God lives. The government in Washington still stands." We now have a report that is unconfirmed. I repeat, this is an unconfirmed report that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. Vice President Johnson, who was with the president and was reportedly shot in the arm only, we have this unconfirmed report from Dallas that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. This is John Ralston, ABC, at the Senate.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson would be naturally the successor to President Kennedy, assassinated today by a high-powered rifle bullet on the streets of Dallas, Texas.